Okay, welcome back to this week's episode of This Is America. Sorry. This is Ariana, and I actually have a special guest with me tonight.
Hi, everyone. I'm Corinne. Nice to be here.
Welcome, Corinne. Corinne's a really good friend of mine. She's also a political science major. And so today, we are going to be talking about mental health in schools and maybe just in general.
Yeah, I think it's super relevant right now with finals coming up. All of us, I think, can neglect our mental health at times.
Oh, yeah. I know, like, 2 weeks ago, maybe, it was me, Corinne, Kafala, Rosa, Carmen, and Gabby, and we all stayed up. Like, we pulled an all-nighter studying. You didn't sleep, like, for 48 hours.
Yeah. That was a fun time, yeah. Because the night before, I did that, too.
Oh, my God, Corinne.
And I had to get up for work at 5:30.
She's something else.
And, like, I joke about it. You know, I'm like, oh, I can sleep when I graduate. Ha-ha. Fun times. Just stay up all night. It's cool. But it's really not. And I need to take it more seriously. I'm working on it.
Mm-hmm. And, like, it's, I know we're just saying that it's, like, sleep and whatever, but, like, I didn't think I realized how important sleep, I know it's so weird to say, like, but how important sleep, sleep is. And so I've really, like, just have not cared about myself at all this semester.
And, like, sleep affects your mental health, but also your physical health.
Oh, for sure.
Like, that day after we spent the night in the library, I did not feel like myself. Like, I felt like I didn't have control over my body, and I was just, like, a big, I don't know, useless just
I totally
body.
Get you.
And I'm, like, I was just out of it.
And it was, like, after that night, I was, like, oh, I'm probably going to be able to sleep this weekend. I didn't sleep, like, at all. The rest of the week.
That was Halloween weekend.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. It was just not, it was not a good look.
Yeah.
And then, I think, I don't know what it is about this semester, but it feels different for me. Like, I don't know if it's because it's one of my, like, last fall semesters, but I just feel very, like, weird. And I hate using that whole, like, you know, that seasonal depression disorder, whatever it is that people say. Like, I hate saying that because I don't think it's that, but, like, I don't know what it is.
I don't know. It could just be that, like, you're scared to, like, move on, you know?
Ew.
I don't know if you want to get, like, all deep with, like, our futures and stuff, but, I've been struggling with that too, even though I'm not a senior yet. But it's just scary to think about. And then, like, instead of thinking about the future, you just stress about your schoolwork right now and just put all of your energy into that and just, like, become a perfectionist so that you don't have to worry about other things that might be more important.
I just think that sucks, though.
Yeah.
I don't know, because, like, I feel like I'm going to be doing schoolwork and things like this for the rest of my life, and I'm never going to be able to get a break. It's just so mentally draining.
Yeah. It is. I don't really know what to do about it.
I don't either. You know? I totally get,
like, I don't know if there is a solution. Like, is this just my life? Like, do I accept it? Or...
Yeah. No, I'm just kidding. I mean, it's valid, because this is a hard, I'm not saying we have hard lives, but, like, this is, it's exhausting.
Yeah. It's hard, and, like I was saying before, I feel bad complaining about my life, because, like, I'm a little sorority girl, I'm, like, white, I have a pretty easy life, relatively.
So sorry.
And I feel bad complaining about my problems, but then, like, at what point do I make myself and my feelings valid?
Yeah. But, like, that's the thing, though. Like, I guess it's something that I hate hearing people say. It's where, like, oh, I can't complain because people have bigger problems than me. But, like, you shouldn't have to minimize your problems because of someone else. Because, like, you're the one feeling them. Like, you're going through it. Like, you shouldn't minimize that. Like, it's still important. It still affects you, even if it's not, you know, something like you're dying or something.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, because, like, I mean, like, Corinne. You mean, if you guys don't know, Corinne is, like, she is one of those people that she will study and do her work until, like, the late hours.
I'm very hard on myself.
Yes, she is very hard on herself.
I expect nothing less than perfection.
But, like, you're so smart, and so, like, you're able to do all this stuff. But, like, you should, you know, take that time for yourself. I mean, I say that when I'm like, I don't even do it. I know, like I was saying, like how this semester is like feeling different. I was like, I'll just be open about it. But like, I've been wanting to see a counselor. Mm-hmm. And I don't think anything for anything serious. I think it is about the whole like next step type thing. Because, like, I had been struggling with a big decision for what's going to happen afterwards. And I think that was having, like, different side effects on me. And so I was wanting to see a counselor, like, for the longest time. And I just don't think that I have, I guess, like, the time because of, like, school to actually go see one.
Yeah.
And I think that sucks because, like, now I feel like I'm placing more importance on my education. And, like, I mean, that's something you did say because it's, like, is it us placing that importance of education higher than our physical and mental health? Or is it like, the school?
Yeah. I think it's hard to prioritize that, you know? We have to decide what our values are.
Am I close enough?
Yeah, you're good. Okay.
Sorry. But, yeah, we have to decide what we value more, you know? Do we value our mental health and being a happy, healthy person, or do we value, you know, getting the most out of our education and making the most out of our time here so that we can have a good career after? But then it's like, does my grade on this test really guarantee that I'm going to get my dream job like 10 years from now? You know,
they're gonna bring it up in like your interview. Like, oh, so you got a B on that test? Oh, it comes in an A. So
I was expecting more from you.
But like, that's such a good point. Like, is all this really gonna matter? Like, there are some people, well, I mean, I guess there were the exception or whatever, but like, that didn't even go to college and yet they have phenomenal careers and like,
yeah.
And it's not even that they're making a lot of money, but it's just that they're, like, happy with what they're doing. Mm-hmm. And it's, like, I'm at a point now where it's, like, will I even be happy doing all this? And then it's, like, nothing is for sure.
Yeah. Someone told me this weekend. I will share some wisdom with you guys. So someone kind of explained it to me this way. If you hold a penny in front of your eye, it looks really big, right? But a penny is actually really small.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the only thing you're focusing on. But really, there's all this stuff going on behind the penny. But all you can see is this one little thing. So I think what we're explaining right now is a quote-unquote penny moment.
Mm-hmm.
Where, you know, this one test is something so insignificant in my life, so small, but we're just magnifying it and to be this, like, huge thing.
Dang.
When we should be focusing on the bigger picture of life. Mic drop.
Oh, my God. That's good, though. I mean, like, it's like, yes, I totally get that. I understand it. But it's actually putting it into work.
Yeah, it's hard.
It's hard. Because, like, I'm just thinking of it now. I'm like, oh, my God, I have a paper I need to do. Let's do coming up. And then I have another paper. Oh, and then I have a test tomorrow. Oh, my God, I have a test tomorrow. Oh, my God. Already, like, freaking out. But, like, I think that's something crazy where it's, like, I feel like people don't actually understand, like, the struggle of being a college student now. Like, I really feel like it was easier back then, and, like, now it's just, like, 10 times harder. I don't know if that's just me.
It is, because I think it's the norm now to go to college. So if everyone's going to college, you have to stand out, and you have to have the best grades. You have to get into grad school, you know?
Yeah. Disclaimer, I'm so sorry. I do have allergies, so I am, like, not in my plus one game. I just want to make sure, like, I'm so sorry for coughing.
And you feel better.
Thanks. But, like, I think you're totally right, because it is so competitive. And so it's, like, you're not trying to just be, like, beat the best you. You have to beat the best of everyone.
Yeah.
And, I mean, like, that's hard, because, like, I'm over here just struggling with my grades, and then I realize I need to be, like, better than you too, but, like, that doesn't make any sense to me. I don't know. I guess the whole thing of, like, pinning students up against one another, trying to get, like, the best grade isn't ideal to me.
Yeah. But, you know, it's also, like, is this preparing us for the real world and, like, being in the job market, competing for jobs? Because we're going to deal with that, too.
That's really true.
You know, it's hard now because we're exposed to it for the first time and it's affecting our mental health, and it's rough to deal with, but maybe there's some positives to it. I don't know, just throwing that out there.
I wonder then, like, it's probably weird to ask, but, like, how adults then, I mean, because technically we're adults.
Yeah.
But, like, how adults handle their mental health?
I don't think they do. I think our generation is kind of the first to really destigmatize mental health issues and start to talk about it more. Like, I don't think people 30 years older, whoa, sorry, you know, like 30, 20 years older than us would be sitting here having this kind of conversation.
I mean, yeah, that's true. And I mean, like, it makes sense too, because, like, mental health is not necessarily, like, seen as something important in, I mean, like, our own, like, healthcare, like, plans. So for adults not to even necessarily, like, I just wonder, because, like, I feel like going to therapy and, like, people that say that they go to therapy is so, what's the word, overused now.
Yeah.
Like, it makes me wonder if people are actually getting the help that they need, or they're just saying that they're going to therapy to say that, like, oh, yeah, you know, like, I go to therapy. I care about my mental health.
Like how people go to church. Like, they just go for the sake of it, and they don't really get anything out of it.
Like, that's
not
the thing.
Not that I go to church, but.
What are they? They would call them, like, CEOs, Christmas, Easter only.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
But, like, that, I feel like, I don't know why. I just feel like people romanticize mental health in a way, to where it's like, oh, yeah. Like, I remember I heard people, I think it was last, so sorry, last semester. And, like, if you go to a therapist, that's great. But, like, do you know those people that, like, they're like, oh, yeah, I see my therapist, like, at least 5 times a week?
That's a lot.
Yeah.
But if that's what they need.
I guess, yeah, that's true.
At least they're getting the help that they need. And, like I said this on the way here, you know, everyone's different. And we all have different experiences, different journeys, whatever. But I don't know. I think therapy, is different for everyone. And the same therapist can work differently for different people, too. Mm. You know, like, someone can have, we were talking about the counseling center here at UNCG. Mm-hmm. Like, I've known a lot of people that have had terrible experiences there. But I know one person that started going recently had a great experience, like, from the bat, like, from the start. So,
and you don't have the answer, but, like, is it, like, the actual counselors, or is it just how it's run?
I think it's a little bit of both, you know, like, it could be the system, or it could just be that, like, your personalities mesh differently with the therapist, because, you know, you don't want to open up to someone that you don't personally like.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's how I feel. But
That makes sense. I just wonder, because, like, I've heard bad things about the counseling center, too, to where, like, it's not conducive to go. Like, mm-hmm. I remember someone told me that they felt like they were worse than when they went. Mm-hmm. And so I guess that's my fear, is that, like, I'll go and I'll get worse than I am.
But then the other side of it is it's really cheap for students.
It's free.
Yeah, I think it's free. So, you know, other options outside of the university can get really, really expensive.
Oh, yeah, private practice is, like...
Yeah. So... I think that's also something you have to take into account. Like, do you just kind of suck it up and go to this one therapist that, you know, might not be the best, but that's what you can afford? Or do you break the bank and prioritize your mental health?
I mean, I think I would do that. Like, I don't... I guess that's hard to answer, too, because, like, I would want, like, the best option for me, because, like, I don't think I'd be... I honestly don't think I can help myself by myself. Mm-hmm. I really do think I need someone. But, like, if that person isn't good, then what, you know, like, what's the point?
Yeah. I think also it might be the right option for some people, but... Like, for me personally, opening up to really, really close people in my life can have the same effect as therapy.
Mm-hmm.
And just, like, having a really, like, trusting, candid conversation about how you're feeling in that moment can help a lot.
Mm. I agree.
But it can be uncomfortable for a lot of people.
So then to go back to that one question that you had posed to me earlier, and I said... But, like, so do you think that it's the school placing education over mental health, or do you think it's the student?
I don't think it's UNCG itself. Do you need water?
No, I'm good.
Sorry. I don't think it's the institution itself. I think it stems from the American education system.
Mm-hmm.
And you know how you're saying, like, the competitiveness of college these days really places a strain on students. I think it's just society as a whole and our values.
Do you think that we're heading towards something different, though? Like, do you think that within our generation that we're going to change that?
It's interesting because although we've been talking about mental health more and, you know, making more of a priority of it, I see college becoming more competitive, you know?
Yeah.
So there's an interesting dichotomy there, and I don't really know how to explain it.
No, I mean, I get what you're saying, though, because, like, I feel like globalization has, like, something big to do with that.
Yeah.
Like, because if we start, obviously, but, like, having international students come, it shows that, like, the education that we get here is something that's wanted. I don't get it, but, no, I'm just kidding. okay, so, like, I think that by having a lot more international students coming to, like, our school, and... I mean, like, just coming to America for education shows that, like, it is getting more competitive.
Yeah.
Because we're not just competing with America. Like, that's what I was, like, saying. Like, we're not just competing, like, with your best self. You're competing, like, with everyone's best self. So, like, we're not even just competing with students in the United States. We're competing with students, like, all over. So, I don't know, like, seeing it on a bigger picture like that, I don't know, it kind of freaks me out, because I'm like, oh my God, I'm not good enough. Like, I am just, like, a regular political science student.
Yeah. To go off that point, I met this girl last semester, name was Tamala. She was great. She was an exchange student from Spain.
Mm-hmm.
And she was talking to me about her classes here versus back home at her home university. And she was saying her classes here are way easier than in Spain. And I was shocked because I was like, what? This is America. We're the best. Like,
I'm sorry.
She changed my whole perception. I was like, what? Your classes here are easier? But it's in English, and you're from Spain. Like, it must be harder. She's like, no, like, it's way less work. And
oh, my God.
Like, yeah, I was shocked. So I was like, wow.
I might have to move to Spain. Well, Corinne's already moving to Spain.
I don't want to think about that.
She's going next month.
Yeah, speaking
or
of
next year.
Focusing on the big picture, I'm not focusing on that right now.
I want to. But that's crazy to me. Like, I don't get it. Why? I don't get it. You see, like, if it's easier here than in other countries, why is it so, like, overwhelming?
I think just because of the environment we grew up in. Like, in Eastern Asian countries... sorry. So in Eastern Asian countries, you know, their education system is so rigorous, but the children are just used to it because that's just their life. I don't think that they, like, think about their mental health all the time. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think it's just, you know, how you grew up and the values of society.
So in other words, I'm a wuss. No, I'm just kidding.
I mean,
no, I'm kidding.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Same.
But I mean, I think that that's important, though. Like, I guess it's not. I'm not just saying it to say that, like, to make it my life easier. But I do think that, you know, before education should be our mental health. Because if we don't place that as number one, we get into a vicious cycle of just being extremely unhealthy, and we'll, like, pick up unhealthy habits. Like, I know, like, this whole semester my bedtime has been, like, from 2 to 4 a.m.
Oh, same.
And so this past week I've been trying to force myself to sleep at midnight so I can get back on, like, a regular sleep schedule. And it's ever since that all-nighter. That really threw me off.
Yep.
Especially threw me off. But having, like, actually getting sleep now, I feel a lot better. I don't know what it is.
Yeah. And it's so hard to prioritize sleep because I'm busy, you know, with school, classes, mm-hmm. different, like, meetings or events or whatever during the day. Then I have no time to do my homework, so I'm like, well,
exactly.
I guess I just gotta stay up and finish it all, mm-hmm. and then get up for a class or work at, you know, 6 a.m.
And, like, that's the thing that sucks, because then it's like, oh, if I can, I'll stay up really late, and they'll be like, oh, I can just wake up super early and just, like, finish it then. But then it's like, waking up super early, I'm so tired and exhausted. And, like... I don't know what it is. And then, like, this semester, I feel like us both too, maybe, we've picked up so many, like, things that we're doing outside of classes.
Ariana just got elected SGA senator, so congrats. Snaps for that.
yeah, I'm your senior senator, everyone. And Carmen is your at-large senator, so if you have any concerns or issues, let us know.
We love women in government.
But yeah, so, like, now, you know, I have my job, I have one, like, 3 different clubs that I'm a part of, and then there's this, there's, like, education, yeah. Then there's also trying to get healthy. It's just, like, it doesn't sound like a lot, but it feels like it is.
Yeah. It's a lot that, you know, should be your first priority, and it's like, okay, what's gonna come out on top?
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times for me, it's my grades, because
yeah,
I just look at my GPA and
oh my god,
this needs to be higher.
just hearing it is like a trigger word. But I totally get it. It's exhausting. I'm so sorry. I'll cut this part. Okay. What was I gonna say? Ask. Oh yes. Okay. So what do you have planned? Oh well, you don't. Do you want to look at? Do you want to talk about future wise?
I don't want to get like all philosophical on you. I have a lot of thoughts on the future. I mean, I guess I'll just go ahead and share my thoughts.
Okay.
So in high school, my professor, or my teacher, I guess, exposed me to Thoreau, and we read a lot of his work, and from that class on, I kind of carried the like main philosophy from his work, which is like to live deliberately. Mm-hmm. And basically that just means like not really thinking too much about the future and just like living in the moment. And like it sounds so cheesy, but like it's so important to just like be spontaneous and like just focus on what's happening right now, you know?
Yeah, but I mean, and I kind of like that.
Yeah, it's comforting in a way because it's like I don't have to think about what I'm gonna be doing 20 years from now because there's no way to know, you
know?
That's
true.
Like there's literally no point.
That's so true. Like I'm stressing, I feel like I'm stressing for nothing.
Yeah, because you can plan it out all you want, but at the end of the day, whatever's going to happen is going to happen. And opportunities are going to come up and take you in a different direction, you know?
That's really true. Dang. You're really just philosophical.
Second mic drop.
That was good. I mean, that's true. Dang. I think that, you know what? I'll say that I think that's another aspect to why I felt so weird this semester is because I have been prioritizing like what's going to happen in the future.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
I could die next week.
But then like the other side of this is what I was talking about before, the penny moments.
Mm-hmm.
Like you have to find a balance between the really, really small things in life and like looking at your whole life on a grand scale, you know, it's all about balance, I think.
I think that's good, because, like, then it's kind of like, now I won't be working towards my future. I'm working on things that could maybe help my future, but I don't know. But it's just, like, if I like it now, if I like doing, like, I love my classes right now. Mm-hmm. I really do enjoy what I'm learning. And I don't want it to become, like how you were saying, going to the gym. I don't want it to become like a chore. I don't want it to be like a routine. I want it to be something that I actually enjoy doing.
Yeah, just go to the gym because you want to. Just because mm-hmm. you like feel like it that day and because it makes you feel good.
Yeah. Doesn't matter what time.
Yeah. If it's at 9 p.m., go. If you want to get up at 5 one day and work out, do it. You know, just live how you want and take it too seriously.
It's hard not to take it seriously though.
Yeah.
Cause like just thinking now, it's kind of still like, what do I have to do?
Yeah. Like even though I'm saying all this now, like I know I'm gonna leave here and go home, work on my homework, like go to class and just like get tunnel vision
mm-hmm.
on things.
But I agree.
But, yeah, like you were saying before, I have really struggled with time management this semester. I had to drop a class.
You
for
did?
For the first time in my life, and I didn't know what I was going to do with myself. It's just, it gets hard. And I was so hard on myself. Like, I thought I had to balance everything that I made a commitment to this semester, and eventually I was like, you know, something's got to give, because I can't give all of my energy to all these different things.
I get what you're saying. I wanted to drop a class this semester too, but like, then I realized like, if I don't take this class like this semester, I'm gonna have to push it back till next semester, and then it's gonna throw everything off. And then if I don't graduate in time, I'm not gonna get into like a graduate school.
Yeah.
My GPA will go down. I was like freaking out.
It's a domino effect.
Yeah. One little thing affects everything else. I don't like that. It's exhausting.
Yeah, and it was really hard to come to that decision. Lots of nights crying and freaking out about whether, you know, I'm quitting and being lazy. But eventually I was like, you know what? I don't have the time to... It was a Spanish lit class, and... You know, even though I speak Spanish and, like, I'm pretty good at it, it takes me several hours to get through probably, like, 10-page reading and, like, fully comprehend it. And I was just like, I don't have the time for this right now to, like, give, like, the best that I can do, my best work. Because I know I can do well in this class. Like, I've always gotten A's in Spanish my whole life. And I was... not doing remotely well in that class. I was like,
dang,
this has to go. So
that's hard.
It was rough, and I was like, if I can't do well in this class, what's gonna happen next semester when I'm in Spain and I don't have a choice? I have to just stick it out, and if I don't pass, that's it. I don't pass.
No,
I mean, there's nothing I can do if I don't pass class abroad.
That's true.
It's going to be a fail on my transcript.
Oh my God, Corinne.
I'm scared. This is why I didn't want to think about it, because now I'm freaking out.
Okay, let's it's like, y'all, we're going to move it.
Yeah.
Move it along. I'm like thinking of a question. Oh my God.
It's cool. No, it's going to be great.
How about this? Do you feel like the friends that you have around you either help or, like, inhibit you growing, like, in furthering to restore your mental health or, like, getting back into, like, a good place?
Okay, so I'm super hypocritical because I was saying before that it's important to, like, you know, maybe not go to therapy and just talk to, like, people that you're close with in your life. But then I struggle with opening up to people. But I think that my friends, even though I might not be super open with them, they help me in ways that they don't really realize by just being like, hey, like, wanna get lunch later? I'm like, wow, yeah, that would be so cool to, like, be social today and to be get out of the library and, you know, just get out of this bad headspace. I think my friends really help a lot with that. And my family, too. I call my mom, like, almost every day.
I do,
and
too.
It's so good to just talk to her for just, like, 10 minutes, maybe, and just, like, chill out for a second.
Mm-hmm. I feel so bad sometimes with my mom because I feel like I do dump so much, like, on her.
Yeah.
And I feel like sometimes I don't reciprocate.
Yeah.
And ask her for, I feel like this semester I wanted to make it, or not even this semester, but, like, this past couple of months, I wanted to make it, like, apparent to, like, ask her how she's doing. Because, like, I don't know. I sometimes forget that, like, she's not just my mom.
Moms are, like, superheroes.
They really are.
I don't know if I can ever be a mom. Like, I can't do what she does. She's amazing. Like,
she had 4 kids.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's insane.
And, like, all the things that she's doing now. Honestly, I love my mom. She's great. I'm not ashamed to say it.
Yeah. My mom is cool. She's a badass. Like, she's a school librarian. So,
whoa.
Yeah, she's like, I love her. She made me love books as a kid, and like, I completely attribute that to her. And I just like love how she raised me, but she's just so hardworking, and I think I got that from her. Mm-hmm. But yeah, she makes like shit now, but regardless, she put so much like love and energy into her job, because she's just like, I love when kids come into my library and like ask for me for recommendations for books, and like,
wow.
She, I don't know, I think that's so cool. And she's going to grad school.
Really?
Yeah. I'm like, wow, you're really doing it all. She's gonna live out her dream being a psychologist, and
nice.
Yeah, and going back to school, I'm like, wow, you're like a really cool inspiration. And yeah,
I feel that. It was like, I was, I think, in middle school, going on to high school. My mom was also, she was getting her master's degree. And she's a licensed clinical social worker. And she has, like, her MSW. She has, like, all this all this stuff. She has a nonprofit. And the funny thing is that, like, my mom, she really started in, like, secretarial positions. Mm-hmm. And so to see, like, where she is now, and I don't know, like, okay, to see where she is, like, now, and to, like, see, like, so she didn't know she would get there, and so, like, now she is there, it gives me, like,
yeah,
I don't know, it makes me feel some type of way, because, like, I love my mom, and I think she's the one that really, like, pushes me to have some care about, like, my own mental health. Because, I mean, obviously, like, she does a lot of, like, counseling and things like that. And she always says that, like, I can't be your counselor. Someone else is going to have to be. And, like, she says that she'll be there, like, obviously. But I think it's a part of me, like, growing up to find someone, an outlet, like, that's not my mom.
Yeah.
And that's the hard thing for me, because, like, I can't imagine not talking to her.
Yeah, and it's really hard because, like, it's a part of growing up. But, I don't know, it's always nice to just, like, call her and just, like,
right?
It's something familiar, you know? Mm-hmm. Even though I'm here and, like, getting an education and, like, you know, being an adult, it's so nice to just call my mom and, like, be, like, a kid again, asking her for advice and, using that as a comfort.
I think I call her too much.
Yeah. Sometimes she's probably sick of me.
Sometimes she doesn't even answer. I was just kidding. It's because she's busy. But that's funny. I wonder though, like, so do you have siblings?
Yeah, I have one sister and then two stepbrothers.
How are you with your sister?
I am so close with my sister. Like, I don't know what I would have done without her growing up. She's been my best friend, like, my whole life. She's actually a freshman here at UNCG.
Mm-hmm.
So we've been, like, always super close in age, and we've done everything together. We, you know, did sports together. We had common friends at some points, and, you know, she's been, like, one constant thing throughout my life. And I've loved having that, like, especially... Not to, like, get too deep with this, but my parents are divorced, and so just, like, having her to go through that with
mm-hmm.
was so, so nice. Even though, like, I'm the older one, so I felt like I had to be strong and, you know, mm-hmm. Be there for her, it was nice to, like, have someone to just be there with me.
Yeah.
Like, experiencing it.
And so, like, I wonder, because, like, I have an older sister. And so I wonder if the dynamic is different from, like, a viewpoint of an older sister for, like, a younger sister. Because, mm-hmm. like, I know for me, I do tell my sister, like, everything that happens. And she does, like, let me unload on her and, like, vice versa. But I feel like she gives me, like, advice that, like, a big sister would give. It's like I feel, is if I feel sometimes if I can go to my mom, I can go to her.
So I was wondering, what is like the age gap between you and your sister?
Like 3 years, I think.
Oh, okay. So that's a little more than my sister and me, but yeah, I think I've kind of given my sister advice. She is so weird too. Like, she always complains about. I love her, but she's a little weird. She always complains about, you know, how I've done things first, and she hasn't really been able to like create her own path because she's always just been like following me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I graduated high school first and went to college first, and then she ended up coming to the same college as me too. So she just feels like she's been like following me in life, which I get that. But at the same time, I'm like, it must be so much easier for her because she's the younger one and she's never had to like venture out on her own and like do something.
Yeah. That makes
sense. For the first time. So it's two sides of it.
Yeah, and she's in like a transition period now too.
Yeah.
Oh, I wish her luck. I wish her the best.
Yeah.
So sorry to cut this. I know this episode's a little bit shorter, and I do apologize. We did take a break last week. It was very hectic for all of us. But this next episode that's coming up is going to be very exciting. We do have another special guest with us. I won't spoil it, but it's going to be a very exciting episode, and we're looking forward to it. Thank you so much for Karen for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Of course. And talking to me, even though I'm sick or allergies. I don't even know what this is. But thank you. And thank you guys for listening. And this has been This Is America. Okay, and then I'll go. Sorry.
I'll cut this part. That was so fun.